You're listening to the show about Will having diarrhea. No! It's Pork Fried Dice!
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Okay, here we go. Last night while I was sleeping, I woke up because I accidentally dragged my Fitbit across my nose and it pulled my nose ring out. And then I had to put my nose ring back in the dark.
When did that happen?
Did that register as a specific fitness event on your Fitbit?
Ow. That is the right question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, did you get a badge for that? You've dragged your nose ring from Earth to Mars.
It was like a fever dream, but it all worked out, I think, because I woke up and my nose ring was definitely in. In the morning, I mean. It was crazy. But now I know I can do it in the dark when I'm half asleep.
Phew. Yeah, that means that you're used to it, because that's definitely like the next step of having a nose ring.
Adam, are you going to get a nose ring?
I pulled it out.
I don't think so.
No.
Maybe, though?
Let us know when you're sure.
Like, you might be getting one tomorrow?
Okay, wait, if Adam was going to get a piercing, though, what would it be? We can ask Adam what it is, but also we can all judge.
We don't know he doesn't have one.
Tell him what he asked.
It doesn't even have to be a piercing, really. Just, are you going to put any more holes in your body?
Oh.
Or close any ones that are already there?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like that question at all. I can tell from the look on his face.
Well, I felt a pimple under my beard.
Oh, yeah. That's what that face is.
Yeah.
I don't
put a hole there.
Well, you could. That would solve the problem.
It would release the pressure. That's true.
Yeah, just put a piercing right there. No more pimple.
Pimple piercing.
I can see Adam with one of those. Through the middle there.
Which one? What's the middle? Oh, probably. That's a septum piercing, right?
Yeah.
That's what they call it?
Yeah, I think so.
He could do that.
Adam should get like a lip ring. And do this.
Ooh.
You should get those. What are the ones? It's like something teeth.
Oh, it's like snake bite or
snake
something.
Snake bite.
Maybe.
Wait. What is that?
It's
what
like
that?
A
it's
piercing
the one where it's
here,
like right here.
Here.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, that's fun.
He still hasn't weighed in.
But you can't see it with his beard.
Well, you could get like a dangly thing.
Maybe you could.
Yeah.
Like a peacock
feather.
Like
a chain in between.
Peacock
feather. Oh my gosh. That's fantastic.
What's up?
Do you say what's up? What's up?
Pretty much. And then zoomed in on himself.
The salt. Wow. Maybe he's already pierced. That's why he's not weighing in.
That's what I said. We don't know that he's not pierced.
He's pierced in a secret place.
I guess I just...
Do you have your weenus pierced?
Weenus.
Is that a particular location?
I don't feel drawn to get a piercing. I definitely want, like, I should get a tattoo. But I don't... I mean, I guess if I get a piercing, just, like...
Why should you get a tattoo?
Because they're cool, Eric! I want one, too!
No, like,
Eric doesn't want a tattoo!
That's like a word of obligation.
No, not, like, not, like, I... When I think about myself with a tattoo, that like, mm-hmm. causes good feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I think about myself, I can't identify a place, but if I got a piercing and could wear, like... Mm-hmm. Like rings or something. Like, I can't identify a place where that would actually like cause me like any kind of thrill or like good feeling.
How about your Achilles tendon?
Well, that always has been my weakness.
Achilles tendon piercings. I know. Jerome had three of them.
Oh my gosh!
It's his weakness.
He had three Achilles tendons
piercings.
Achilles tendon piercings.
Three in each foot.
Of course.
Should we do this?
Wait, are we
I
playing
don't know.
A game?
Should we?
Oh.
I hope I'm not the one who was supposed to write a recap.
Nope.
It was me.
All right, let's see what do I got here.
There's that good old sound.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Whoa, 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 a waterfall tattoo. Whoa, 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 a socializing breakthrough. Ra, 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 ra. Ra 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 ra. Clock faces vocab expands. Ra 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 ra. What a crazy happenstance! Yard Jared goes to speak to old Brondell to get a carry out pint as well as discuss falls. Falls, falls, falls.
That's waterfalls.
When Rondell gives Clockface's shoulder a pat, from his slackened jaw, a message is spat. Thou demons leap. Leap, leap, leap. Thou demons leap. Step carefully at demon leap, claims the old barkeep. The peaks are what they seem. And suddenly our wee mechanical friend can say a strange nonsense word. Ra, 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 ra. When Batwack tells Will about what happened, Will's suspicious of what the old man heard. No, oh, no, oh, no. Rondell knows about our plans, but no. A helpful scan. Nah, 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 ah. This barkeep grandpa doesn't know our plans at all. Must have been a weird trance. At this point, Bathwack needs to ask Bernard if he will risk his life and go real far to save his world. His wife, 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 and little girl. Will is terrified his brother may die. Gives Bernard something for he says goodbye. His stone of luck. Luck, 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 also a hug. Now it's beds aplenty, in kept by Branly. We each get a room for free. Roscoe is sitting in a chair by the fire, humming a nice melody.
Oi, 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 oi.
That's why goes shopping, cause he needs supplies to make a symbol that's holy. Bones, bones. Rafina's terrarium's clean. Bones. She makes a cemetery. Cob, cob, cobs. Will goes to case the spot. Rolls, rolls, arcana. After a first glance, no cobs, no, no cobs. They're granite thingamabobs. Gathering info was a flop. We learn nothing in advance.
Tears, tears, sorrow weighty. Sounds like someone's heart's breaking. Mustard in his eyes, maybe. Roscoe's crying like a baby. What? This is crazy. Here comes a compassionate lady. Rafina's on her way to save thee. Roscoe relates a circus memory.
Hold me closer, Tanya Dancer. How about this choreography? Trying with manly ways to impress her. But every time she just ignored me. Hold me closer, Tanya Dancer. Laugh as I stumble on the stage. When our spotlights join together, laughter and tears combine to pure grace.
Okay.
Ruffina. She does a tap dance.
I at first was gonna like the Tanya dancer thing came to me very quickly, but I couldn't like figure out how to do the rest of that song, and I was like, no, this is literally that would just be Roscoe's part, like Tanya dancer.
That's
of course
awesome.
But then I like going back because Ruffina tap danced in response.
She that was did a great tap ending.
Dance. Damn, dance.
That's so good.
All right, that now, was quite the effective recap.
I think it was pretty detailed, but also like I feel like our biggest problem is just remembering our plan. So hopefully we remember the plan.
You and I should come up with a detailed recap that. So that like, we can say it right now.
We should say it, and then I forgot then to do that. Oops.
So we can do it off the cuff.
Oh God, that's not going to be helpful. I mean, yeah, the plan is that Bathwack and Ruffina and Roscoe and Shimi and Mo.
Yep.
Shimi dressed as Valencio Bageman.
Oh, there we go.
Huh?
Where do we go?
Did you lose me?
Oh. Nothing. I just, everyone keeps dropping out.
But yeah, what was I saying? So going into an inn or a bar
You named all the players and NPCs except for Will.
Myself. And I go out of the town and come in and
they went to the
Bathwack and
ale house.
Gonna die.
That happened at the end. They went to the ale house.
They went to the ale house.
Except for Will.
Okay.
To ostensibly order breakfast.
And we're gonna start a fight or something. And we're going to antagonize, or I will antagonize the town or something, and Bathwack will defend the town and be a hero.
A lot of
but
or
die.
Somethings in this thorough recap.
Yeah, it's well, because it's it would have required listening to like 3 sessions worth of material. so much. That's what. That's why I was worried, because I'm like, we have had a lot of ideas, but I'm worried we might not remember all the ideas. But there's
going
to be a chase
starts,
through the
I'm going to be separating all of you, and then so you all have to remember
and then
separately what the plan is.
Demons leap, and Bathwack dies, and there's bones that are going to his bones, and Ruffina has those bones because Will cast creation to make those bones, and he also disguised Shimi as Valencio Bageman, and Bathwack has the mask of whatever tragedy mask guy gang, so he can change his appearance.
It's a mask of disguise.
Mask of disguise.
Oh yeah.
Wait, does anyone remember where
adding
I put
that
the bones?
To my inventory.
Did I put them in the terrarium?
I don't know. But they're for you, like they're for you to, you know, because you're the one that's going to be like, oh, these are definitely Bathwack's bones.
They're in your teapot,
right? Somehow, yeah.
Teapot. I remember I wanted to build a
these
graveyard in the tent.
Definitely Bathwack's bones. Oh,
this plan is perfect. All right.
I think we could probably just flash. We should probably skip forward to after the plan.
Yeah,
happened.
And we did it all correctly.
Or we could
worked.
Skip back, and you guys could plan some more.
That's what we need for sure. But I think that's all where everybody is, right?
Correct.
I think I remembered at least that.
Mm-hmm.
And I recapped everything else. What do you want from
no,
me?
No, I'm just making sure.
Nothing.
But
uh-oh.
Will.
Uh-oh.
I spent 180 gold pieces in town.
You did?
Of your money.
Yeah, how do you, what? When did you come up with that?
Didn't you guys realize that you guys have coupons?
We do have coupons. We do.
Yeah, we have vouchers.
We have 180 gold pieces worth of vouchers. That's
they
incredible.
Eric really is just like, this town loves you guys. Like everything.
Yeah, they will.
Is so
they won't
easy.
Soon.
Yeah,
they won't soon. But
probably not.
But is there a fun reason for Bathwack to confront Will about being reimbursed for gold?
Yeah.
Well,
because maybe you didn't use the vouchers, and that is great.
I want to know what you got.
Yeah, I'll store credit. I told them that Will Pompian would be by to pay it.
He doesn't exist in this town. It's Fred Greenman. No, it's Valencia Beigeman. There we go. Forgot which name Valencia. It was.
Guys, will you keep playing D&D while I listen, and I'll be right back?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So Roscoe is dangling off of the edge of a cliff. What do you all do?
I drop my small silver mirror to help him climb up. Here, put this in one hand. Small and then I put some holy water in his other hand.
The material components for spells.
Oh, these are all the material components. Holy fucking. That's a lot of money for material components. Wow.
Well, not all of them are consumed.
How many diamonds did you buy?
I wish, but no, I figured that was out off limits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Scary.
But yeah, my favorite item is holy book that went through the shredder.
No.
Because you just need like a little bit of holy text.
Amazing. So. Yeah. He buys it.
It's a confetti pouch.
Do you have a shredder?
Yeah. The most fabulous Bible that ever was.
What I imagine happened is that I paid full price for the book, and then I shredded it myself.
Right in front of them.
That's how the store works.
You don't even leave the store.
That's the story that's going to travel around Six Rivers, not Bathwack's death. It's just like this weird Bathwack guy came in and bought a book and shredded it right in front of me. Like some kind of power move.
Like the whole store is business model, right? There's a shredder right by the cash register. Ooh. You go, you pick out the holy book you want, and then you walk into the register, you buy it, you put it in the shredder and into
they're
the
all
bag,
priced
then...
by weight. Like a cut of meat.
But what if like that guy, that one, I don't know if everyone will know the story, but it went viral a little while ago. How long ago? I don't know. But it was a guy that wrote his own book and got it printed by Amazon. And then in the middle of it, it had like a pooping cat calendar or some shit.
That sounds vaguely familiar to me.
It was real. It was, and he showed it and he like, they got a reprint and everything, but it was very funny. what if one of the holy books has like a pooping cat calendar in the middle of it? Does it still count if you throw that
confetti?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Maybe it's extra special. Just worried about a misprint.
It's holy in a different way.
Ooh. Poop holy.
H-O-L-E-Y. Yeah, butthole.
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 Oh, Adam's not here. It's really sad.
Nope.
He might have
laughing
had a joke about
so
buttholes.
Hard right now. He's rolling around on
he
the floor.
He can't get back to the computer. He's just dying laughing.
He's collapsed.
Absolutely.
Do we need to tell Tyler?
Yeah.
No, he has to tell us.
Tyler, do we need to tell Tyler?
He laughed too hard and now he needs a mop or something.
Oh, are we okay? What should we do? Should we? Do you know how long he's going to be? Nobody knows.
No.
Why am I saying this? None of us know.
Well, did you want to do something on your own outside before entering the alehouse?
Oh,
it's okay if the answer is no. Well, that's something where Adam wouldn't be there.
Well, we're talking about like outside of town because that's where Will would have.
Never mind, Adam's back.
He would have gone outside of town because I feel like whoever this is, this antagonist or whatever, who you guys, I've been stressing out about this and I haven't come up with like anything specific.
Oh, well,
terrible.
We'll see what happens then.
Oh, I've been really nervous about this, actually. I feel like I'm DMing or something.
Do you need me to go onto like a D&D random generator site and generate a random villain?
Yeah, that's
your name is Urine.
It's me, Urine. Watch out.
Name.
I think that
I can
he's
do that.
He's just going outside of town and he's like preparing himself and like putting his costume on, which is just his, you know, he has a spell that changes his look.
And yeah, okay, never mind. We've already talked enough about the plan.
If you have
I think
something
I know what,
that you would have
I know
said.
What I'm going to do. I wonder if we'll do the same thing.
Yeah, I know. Like, that's what I'm like. Have we talked about it? I guess.
Guys,
to death.
The plan does not have to be role played out, like, perfectly without any interruption, right? Like, we are allowed to stop and say, like, okay, wait, what did we say we're going to do next? I think, right?
I have a stopwatch right here. As soon as we start, bam!
Just for this session.
It's like a chess clock.
Yeah. How long does it take to run a mile? 6 minutes. Go!
Okay, let's do it!
And we're waiting until we get to wait until like the sun. Do we get refreshed?
Yeah, this is after that happens.
Yeah, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
it's
I need to. You didn't actually say that because my spell.
Well, they
spell
went to breakfast.
Okay. All right.
Well, sunrise.
I'll order for the table. We'll have a bunch of pancakes and like omelets for everybody.
Waffles.
And. Waffles,
blinis,
and what?
You know they're wrapped. They're like the thin crepes, and they have like cream cheese in them, and they're yummy.
Is no fun. Is no blini.
I miss that guy.
Like bacon, sausage, and do you have different kinds of like juices?
Just one.
Which kind?
Apple.
Okay, then we'll have 6 orange apple juices.
I can color them orange for you, sure.
Wait, now you...
So you do have... Yeah. So wait, let me... Sorry, hold on. So you do have orange juice.
No, I just have stuff I can make your apple juice orange with. You said orange apple juice, right?
Let's just go with the regular apple juice, please.
It's orange. It's orange cheese.
Cheese, apple,
in
juice.
The apple juice.
Anyway, we're just looking to have a nice big breakfast because we're celebrating, having a great time in
a
the city
day.
Of Trent. Not Ooh. A special day, just a normal day where...
No, we're celebrating. Nothing. You said we're celebrating.
We're celebrating, but it's a normal thing.
It's a normal celebration about the city of Trent.
The guy's already gone.
Yeah. We just gotta be careful. We just gotta be careful not to say that this day is gonna be special or different in any way, because it's not, right? This is just another normal day.
But I celebrate on normal days.
Wait, hold on. This is special. Wait, let's think back to what the plan was. I think the plan was, oh, yeah. Our friend. Wait.
What?
Does. Okay, Will. So, wait.
Will does not exist in this town.
Will doesn't exist.
Yeah. Valencio the Bashman person... is right there. It's Shimi.
Okay, so we're not going with a diarrhea plan. We're not
diarrhea
saying, like,
plan. Oh yeah, no. We're
oh,
not
thank
going with
God, Will has diarrhea.
No, I tried that one in Bear Toggle.
Oh yeah, you
it's
did.
A great success. You,
diarrhea plan.
That's what broke my foot.
All right, so we're just celebrating being with ourselves as friends. We're going to have some breakfast and then Bathwack.
Mm-hmm. King Bathwack.
King Bathwack. Are you ready for the
Nothing
breakfast?
Nothing special.
Wait, yeah. What did you say, Abby?
Nothing special.
Are you nothing ready special? For nothing special about yeah. to happen?
Yeah. I put my... hands behind my head.
Microphone!
Hands behind my head. Stretch my feet out. I'm ready for breakfast.
Brah.
Very calm. Happy. Looking forward to breakfast. Or whatever we do after breakfast.
I think we're all looking. This we're not doing anything after. We have no plans. Well, maybe we do, but they're just normal plans.
Maybe we can go curling. Do you think there's a curling place around here?
Yeah, maybe we could go coiling.
Yes, coiling.
Oh, good idea, King Bathwack. A spontaneous song in honor of this fine city of Trent. You've really taken a great liking to this city and are so great about it. So, okay, lead us in a song.
Raw.
Oh, I thought... Raw. Roscoe, are you going to sing for us?
Raw.
Oh, yeah. I'll sing the song that you wrote about this fair city of
Trent. Yes. I slide a napkin over in front of you. It has nothing on it.
Okay.
It doesn't even have stains on it because we haven't had breakfast yet.
Sure, it's just a clean napkin. Okay. Here we go. Everyone can follow after me.
Who's doing that? Mo. She needs head like a hole. Oh, wait, wrong track.
And then Clockface and I just alternate between raw, 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 raw.
City of Trent.
City of Trent. City of Trent. City of Trent. We love you, Trent. We love you, Trent. You are the best city ever. Love you, Trent. We love you, Trent. You are the best city ever. You're Trent. You're Trent. You're Trent.
Oh, that was excellent.
Rah.
Should I have burst in at that point?
No, I think
I didn't want to interrupt.
No, then they sit there in silence for 30
good.
Minutes.
All right, good.
Now it's time for silent breakfast.
So what is silent breakfast?
Oh my god, I love what this. Is, like the idea that you guys are actually picture Bathwack and Rafina and Roscoe just kind of nervous and Shimi. They're all kind of like weirded out that they just did that. We've never done a musical in public before. Just looking at each other like, what? Did we do something? Was that something? I hope so.
But my question is, how have the other patrons of this of the alehouse responded? How did that go over?
A couple people maybe bobbing their heads, a couple furrowed brows. No one threw anything at you or poured anything on you. Nobody left. One person kind of came in and then left.
Like during.
Yeah. But anybody who was there, like, they were okay. Yeah.
All right.
Is that a good description? You get a good feel of the place?
I mean, the goal was to get people, like, liking Bathwack enough to... and to feel like they
that
they
was the goal push. Whoops. No, I love that so much.
So yeah. Will,
yeah,
do you need any kind of setup?
Like, no, I think so. I think he starts just walking through. He's dressed in a different outfit, something you haven't seen him in before. Like, he just looks like a different person.
Do you want to describe
he's older.
It like is it normal people clothes?
Yeah, like normal people clothes. And he's just walking through town.
A sweatsuit?
It's a sweatsuit.
But we're
going to
recognize you, right?
It's an Adidas.
Oh, you're not walking in yet. No,
you will recognize. Like, don't worry. I'll make a big deal, I'm sure. Oh, but maybe God. You won't. No, but maybe you'll have no
I
idea.
I love the idea. I love the idea that, like, some other random person who's not Will comes in and insults the
right,
town.
Right, every time
whatever,
the door
and
opens
we do,
during
we do
your
the
song.
Whole plan, uh-huh. We do the whole plan with some random.
Yeah.
And Will shows up and is like, where is everybody?
Or Will comes in and tries to antagonize, and you guys don't think it's that can't be him, right? And you just have to leave. You keep coming in as different people.
But I'm gonna like as I go in, if there are people, like is it super early? Are there people in the street? I'm gonna cast Vicious Mockery on like anybody I meet, and just kind of like
okay,
insult them, like, as I come through this town. Like, this town is, like, a bunch of garbage. Doesn't it? It does. Maybe I kill a bunch of people on the way in, I guess.
Jesus Christ.
Well, what's the spell thingy? How does it work? I don't think you've ever used that spell.
I haven't ever used it. It's a...
vicious mockery.
You must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or take 1d4 psychic damage. Is there any way for me to do it so that I'm not trying to kill it? I mean, like, Will does this all the time, but it's the first time maybe that he's casting this spell to actually hurt somebody. Like, can I figure that I'm not, I don't want to kill. I mean, maybe I do, but, you know, I want to cause harm to people. That's the point. Uh-huh. I'm a bad guy. I'm the good guy to play the bad guy, you guys.
All right. And what's your spell save DC?
I think it's 16. Uh-oh, what does that mean? Is everyone dead? I just have killed everybody. Where's my spell save DC on here, babe?
It's on the top of your spell.
And I just picture you walking down the street and just everyone's just like collapsing around you, yeah. like a plague or something.
Yes.
Yep. That's what, yes. I mean, and I'm look like a normal guy. So that's...
Well, nobody's succeeded yet.
Oh my god.
All right. Well, there's six different fails.
Anyway, like on civilians, whatever we do is like...
What? Yeah, it's going to come back to haunt us, Bathwack?
No, it's like, it's really deadly. All
right.
Well, but that's why I was asking, like, isn't there a way to do this stuff and not kill somebody? Or two is it of different them, with a spell?
Two of them collapse. You're not sure if they're dead. And the other four are in pain.
All right.
As cool. You go. People are starting to scatter.
They are. It's but clear I also, that something's I, happening. If there's somebody who's cowering rather than scattering.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's enough people out that...
Or if somebody is, like, just noticing and isn't running away, I would love to go up to them and just be like, is King Bathwack here?
Yes. I heard he was.
Where might I find him?
I saw him last night. I think he went to the,
talk faster.
I think he went to the inn.
I reach out to somebody else and if this guy, oh, he thinks he went to the inn. Did he actually finish?
I don't know.
Did you say that?
I did say that.
I think he went to the inn. I just do.
But I think by the time I said inn, you had already
but
said.
But I cast vicious mockery, and so like okay. I picture him like being really close to me, and then he just like gets hurt in front of me. Whatever. I'm trying to make everybody afraid or pay attention at least.
He. This is the first success. So you, what do you say to him? I didn't make you say your vicious mockery.
Do I have to say words?
No.
Every time?
No, as long as it's a mockery.
It's a mock. I'm mocking what he just did.
Yeah, literally.
It's a true vicious mockery. He stands up a little straighter. He's like, I saw him go to the inn last night.
Oh, you're brave now.
Well, why do you want to see King Bathwack?
Ooh, are you a follower of King Bathwack?
No, I'm from Bear Toggle.
And so, why do you care about King Bathwack?
Why do you?
If you want to find out, you can follow me.
Okay. Are you still just...
I'll just start walking. Okay. If he doesn't say anything, I'll just start walking.
Okay.
Towards the inn, I guess, because that's what I've been told. So that's not the right place. But I'll continue to do the same thing. I don't have to.
Cool.
Just, you know, I'm going there and then I'm just trying to find where Bathwack is, even though I know.
Yep. So, yeah, you go to the inn.
Mm-hmm.
What's his face? Chumley. I don't remember his name.
Bramley.
Bramley's behind the desk, as usual. Oh, yes, sir. How can I help you? I'm sorry to inform you, we are all booked up for the day.
King Bathwack.
No, I'm sorry, sir. My name is Bramley. I own this inn here.
I Eldritch Blast, like, the corner of the room. All three bolts. As much damage as I can cause.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Roll your damage on it.
Okay.
Just do damage. You don't have to roll the attack.
Okay,
just roll 3d10.
Let's see. How do I do that? I feel like I haven't played D&D in 1,000 years. Okay, here we go. 3. Did that do it?
Yep.
All right, cool.
All right. Total of 16 damage. That's pretty good. Yeah, you take a chunk out of the banister leading up to the second floor. You even punch a hole in the wall. There's some sunlight streaming in.
Nice.
From behind onto the stairwell.
I laugh at the hole in the wall.
Oh!
Craftsmanship. What shitty town is this?
What? It's Trent, sir. What do you need? I'm sure I could find an opening for you if you need it.
King Bathwack.
Yes, sir. What?
Where is he? I've heard he's here.
He's staying here, sir, but he left about an hour ago. I think his friends were talking about going to the alehouse.
The all right.
Is that a vicious mockery?
Everybody, I was tempted.
It's not vicious.
It's not that vicious. Come on. So he went to the alehouse. I turn. Is the other guy that told me the inn are still around?
No.
Is there anybody? Oh, he's gone.
Yeah. There's people out on the street. You can see, like, people are kind of taking cover, if you will, or like peeking out, but it's not business as usual out there with you striding up and down the road.
Oh, okay. What was the last thing you said? I think he's been to the alehouse, or
yeah,
he's at the alehouse.
He and his friend said they were going to the alehouse.
I'm going to use Mage Hand. I'm going to cast Mage Hand and just, like, knock a bunch of shit off the desk. If there's anything on the desk or behind the desk or anything like mm-hmm. that.
Okay.
Just to just sweep everything out of my
yeah,
way.
There's a bunch of stuff on the desk. The log book, and there's a unlit lantern. And
An unlit one.
Yeah.
Dang.
No, sorry.
I thought of casting Create Bonfire, but I think if I cause a fire, that will make too big of a distraction. We want people to see.
Okay.
At least in a building.
Bramley jumps back from the stuff scattering away.
Yeah, I just, like, walk away and go out the door.
This is, like, Will's ultimate fantasy and his, like, most badass is when his job is to just be an asshole. Like, we have set Will free, and Will's like, oh, yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
The funny thing, like, it's so weird. He might be enjoying this a little too much, but it's more because, like, he hasn't gotten respect in a few weeks that he's had, and, like, he's used to getting respect where he's from, and now it's just like, oh, right, I get to make everybody feel the same way that everyone in Tivoli feels about me. Cool! You know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
All right, so you're heading back up the street?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you heading right to the alehouse?
Yes, but are there people...
Yeah, so there's people out and about, but again, like, you basically, I guess I don't know where you came from. Are you going?
I don't know what the town is like. I was just coming from
there's
outside as if I was journeying.
There's a map. You could tell me.
Okay.
The bed is the inn. The stein or mug or tankard is the inn or the alehouse.
Okay. Where did we come in from before?
South.
Okay, the South Road, and then that's a river, and then there's a North Road and a North
West
Road. And Demon's Leap's from over there. Yeah, I'll come in from Northwest.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yep. So you'll probably be kind of like backtracking back towards the alehouse then.
Okay.
So you actually kind of went past there.
Okay.
So yeah, you're coming back through your wake, so to speak.
Okay.
So people here are already aware that something's happening. So people are kind of like, if there's people on, they're like sticking to the sides of the street and sort of scurrying past, especially if they catch sight of you. Are you very noticeable?
I look like an older man.
Okay.
Like a specific older man, but I haven't said it yet.
Okay.
He doesn't have a name, this person, as far as I can tell.
Do you have hair?
I even looked at the wiki. Thank you, Mark Jessen. Do I have hair? I actually don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
No, I've made myself
this
a little
This is clearly
bald.
An NPC that I've described.
Yes. I have no description. I have no name. I'm wearing
Do you have a personality?
Clothes. Nope.
Okay, that's good.
No, my personality is usually like, oh, like that, but it's not like that right now. I'm just
Are you
walking.
An animal that is racist?
No, I'm not.
I've had one of those.
What's the animal that was racist?
The saber-toothed tiger.
Oh, because oh, yeah. It was trained to eat...
What are they called?
Vistani.
Vistani.
I was like, Vilaki? That's a town. Yeah, so, yep, I make my way back to
okay.
the alehouse.
So, yeah, people
if people
are
looking at me,
on, yeah.
This is so lame. Like, Will knows it's lame, but he also knows people are stupid and they love shows. So he just, like, he looks and he smirks. Like, the smirkiest smirk you can fucking smirk.
Mm-hmm. Like, if he's made a deal with the dark power.
And he has, like, one hand out and he's, like, you know, making little, like, colored flames fly around. Like, using prestidigitation, wow. some bullshit. And he's like, this is so cheesy. But, like, you know, he's hoping that, you know, they'll be like, what is happening? Like, drama.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Very emo.
Yeah, he's super emo about it.
Okay. And are you going to go in the alehouse?
And I sing a song, and it goes, Trent sucks. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have any percussion. I can't do it myself. Who's this? Who's following me around? Trent is the worst. Trent sucks a lot. It stinks like farts here. Yeah, it does. Ferrets are the worst. Yeah, they fucking suck a lot. Who's doing that for me?
So Will comes in. Will comes in singing that in response to, like, we just finished our song.
It's like the Jets versus the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that. That's perfect. Amazing.
No zip guns, guys.
Perfect. But yeah, so...
Okay.
I'm going.
All right. You're in the alehouse before you sit.
I'm just trying to tempt them with... Oh, wait, no. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I didn't know I was at the door of the alehouse.
I asked if you went in. I thought you were saying yes, you went in.
I blow the door open with Eldritch Blasts.
Okay.
If I can.
Sure. Roll damage. Okay. I'm not going to make you roll to hit a door.
But I wanna. No. What if I roll a natural 20, though? You're kind of taking that away.
Oh, shit.
I didn't
okay.
get to do that last
You're
time.
You're not going to miss you unless you roll a negative or a minus. How about this? You could do that, but if you get a natural 1, you do miss.
Okay, cool. What was that I'm going to say? You made
Roscoe roll to hit the door no when way. He was a boy.
Well, come on.
It's bullshit.
That's racist. That's what it's bullshit. Oh. All right, wait, what am I? God dang. All right.
God dang.
That's only one, isn't it? Or is it three?
That is one. Hit eight. All right, those all hit. So that was almost max damage. 24. Is that right? 24 damage. So yeah, you blow that door right off its hinges. Guys, the door flies in.
Ooh. does it strike anyone?
It probably...
I hope so.
It squishes two small children.
Oh no!
I'm thinking you guys might have predicted Will might make a showy entrance. So I'm going to think you guys are probably in the line of fire of the door. And it slides in and crashes into your table and flops down over your large breakfast.
Oh, my pancakes are flat as a pancake!
And before you in the doorway stands a nondescript yeah. older gentleman.
Yep.
There's screams as the door flies in and people scatter back.
Oh.
Wow. Bathback, what are you gonna do? This poison just put a door on our food.
I thought this was going to be tomorrow.
I thought this was going to be tomorrow.
I thought we were just here having a nice breakfast.
I was ready
guys.
To celebrate the day.
No, I got a message from my mom on my phone. Aww. And I was concerned with what it. The last thing I saw, and so I was checking it.
Uh-huh.
But it's fine.
Okay. Okay.
But Ooh. I missed exactly what happened with the door. I know it blew in. I knew we were in the line of fire.
Yes.
But I don't know if it hit us or like went all over our food or what.
Yes, it flew in and slammed down right on top of your table. Mm-hmm.
What were you eating for breakfast? What did Bathwack have right in front of him? What was Bathwack about to put in his mouth when the door just like landed and like smushed it?
I don't remember what the spread was.
Oh, you could have had anything you ordered.
Oh, but you ordered a bunch of stuff for us.
Yeah, right? I would have ordered anything that you wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got blinis.
Breakfast, like fish taco.
Yeah. Breakfast turnip.
Oh.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Gullies you say breakfast delicacy. Turnip?
Uh-huh. Yep. Turnip, yeah.
It's a turnip and you pour syrup on it.
Well, that breakfast, that,
yeah,
that
turnip
breakfast,
and eggs.
That breakfast turnip just got turned down.
Oh.
I'm just left holding like the little sprig, like the little leaves.
The green.
The greens, yeah. Yeah. The turnip
it
is gone.
It wasn't even like cooked or prepared. It just had the greens on, just pulled out of the ground.
Yeah. Here's a turnip with eggs.
Yeah.
You're yeah, exactly. So you're at the head of a table.
Then you slice it with your knife, you know.
You're at the head of a table and Will has just entered and done this. And we all look from Will in a choreographed way. We all look from this guy who just walked in over to you and your turned down turnip.
Yeah. Well, I do whatever I would do in a situation like this.
Oh, how convenient. Okay, let's move on.
No, I'm going to... I guess I had set my shield down on the ground, which is dumb, but I have my sword. So I'll stand up, I'll pull up my shield... and draw my sword and get between whoever this is and everyone else.
All right, and Bathwack and Rafina, you recognize this person. This person you've seen, it was just a few weeks ago. This is Nat's grandpa.
Strahd.
From Barovia. Oh, okay. Do you remember Nat or his grandpa?
I try to forget. But you keep bringing him back up.
I remember Nat. I can't remember what.
I can't remember what was distinctive about the
happened.
Grandpa. I guess
exactly.
Nothing. You said it was
exactly.
A nondescript.
It's
yeah.
Just a nondescript
he
old man.
He tasked you with trying to find him. He's yeah. Like, my well, grandson,
he
can't. He's
he
missing.
He gave you the pants.
Yeah, Nat's pants.
Yeah, Nat's
I see.
Pants.
I see. So it, this is almost certainly Will. Or it's Nat's grandpa all the way from Barovia.
Almost. Oh. Wait, Nat's the kid that died, right?
Yes, yes.
So he's come
Adam,
to avenge.
He's come to avenge yes. Us, yeah.
He's come to avenge the death of his grandson. Basic. This is incredible.
He's gonna throttle us all with pairs of pants.
What?
A look of recognition comes over me, but then I mask it with a look of consternation. And I nudge Roscoe, and I say through the side of my mouth, uh-huh.
What are you trying to say? What?
I think she's saying, why did you blow down the door, Nat's grandpa?
Do you really say Nat's grandpa? Do you really say that?
We never knew his name, so I guess he would have to.
Well, that's not his only option.
Exactly. Fair.
Does anybody actually say something?
Nobody says anything. We stand there for 10 minutes.
Rafina is trying to connect with Roscoe to make sure he understands that this is it. It's go time.
Roscoe will, with his eyes, indicate to you that, yes, he understands this. But what Roscoe doesn't know is who this man is supposed to be.
Who's
or if there's some kind of... So I don't know if like... Has Will selected this person because he thinks that this is a narrative that tracks? That
yes.
Anybody watching this, if they knew the story, they would know why this man is picking a fight with
yes.
With Bathwack. Okay. So I don't know if that story... I don't know if that
thank
story
you,
wants...
Thank you, Adam. You're right.
Yeah. That's good. So yeah. Bathwack wouldn't have caught that right away. Yeah, I'm definitely not going to say, what are you doing here, Nat's grandpa? But before I say anything, I just want to scan the room. Like, is anyone hurt?
Give me a medicine check. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. Medicine.
As Bathwax scans the room, I want to Eldritch Blast.
I can't remember what it's called.
A couple of tables.
I think it is medicine check.
I didn't pee, you guys.
Wow, oh, no. I have to pee in like 10 minutes.
But maybe.
Yeah.
That's what my pants are for.
Wow.
Knots pants?
Knots pants.
Knots pants. All right. What were we... Was someone going to say something?
Shoot. Well, I wanted to see if anyone was hurt, and I did a medicine check. And then something else was happening.
Oh, I was going to Eldritch Blast. Like as if I think Bathwack is, like, looking away, I want to be dramatic.
Yeah. Well, he definitely is. He's scanning the room. And you don't see anybody hurt. It seems like the door pretty much just came in. People are definitely scared and cowering. But you don't see anybody that needs medical attention.
I want to Eldritch Blast the ceiling, like, right on the side of Bathwack's head. Like, so the ceiling, not directly above his head, but on the both sides, like above his shoulders.
All right, so two blasts.
So, like, if the middle piece falls on him, it might hurt him a little bit, but it's all part of the plan, and it's not offensive.
All right, two blasts. Give me two blasts.
Two blasts. I didn't.
All right, so the first one was a...
Uh-oh. Oh, no, I'm so sorry for whoever I hit. I'm sure I'm going to hit somebody.
So, yeah, you're the one on the right side smashes in and deals 6 force damage. The other one, it like, powers through, like, it's like almost like a laser beam kind of down the ceiling. And it splits one of the beams on holding up the ceiling, and a portion of that sort of collapses down there. Basically it sort of traps off the left side of the room as a bunch of rubble comes down in an appropriate sound like this.
Whoa.
And you hear behind the rubble some screams, but they don't really sound like that.
I'm going to kill everybody. There are going to be no witnesses. Everyone's just going to be dead. Sorry,
everybody.
So, yeah,
the ceiling doesn't actually hit Bathwack at all, but, like, to Bathwack's right.
Do I hit other people? Like, does it kill other people? Or just...
You can't really tell.
Oh,
It's back there.
Oh, well.
There's
dust. You see what you made me do,
Bathwack. The room fills with dust.
Do you see what you made me do, King Bathwack? All because I need to find you.
Why do you need to find me? At the same time, I'm gonna type in chat what I'm doing.
Ah! He's gonna kill me. He's just gonna kill me now.
This is not for the podcast.
I'm terrified.
And I'm gonna step forward and try to hit Nat's grandfather with the side of my longsword. You probably can't tell because I'm doing this too quickly, but I'm turning the blunt side toward you.
There's a blunt side? Bathwack, sharpen that side,
sure.
What the fuck?
Yeah, sharpen the whole thing. I'm more like hitting you more like, you know, like it's a baseball bat.
Oh, you're so stupid, but, says him, says my guy that I don't have a name for. I'm going to have to make it up.
I won't let you hurt anyone else.
Does it hurt me?
Roll a hit, or do you try to get out of the way?
Well, of course I try. Well, maybe I... he's chopping... You know what? I don't know. Will is just a guy.
It'll just determine if he gets advantage, basically, on the hit. Are you going to do your best to not get hit by this sword being swung at you?
I feel like I would love to be a badass and stand there, but Will is, like, trying to avoid the sword.
Okay, so
he
just
tries
make a normal
attack.
How did
you guys choreograph it last night?
Let's flash back.
Okay. Yeah. Just silence. Silence.
Yeah.
And Will's like, all right, I've had enough of this, and leaves the room. No.
All right. Well, it's a 15. I don't know if I hit Will or not.
What's your AC?
My AC is shit, I'm pretty sure. It is 14.
All right, that hits.
Ow!
All right. I mean, so I'm going to say, I I'm not trying to do any damage with the sword. Mm-hmm. But Nat's dad, you go
Grandpa.
You need to make a saving throw.
Okay.
What kind? Oh, wait. Yeah, he needs to know what kind. Constitution?
Let's see. You need to make a strength saving throw.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Do you consider him an ally?
Not right now.
What?
That's ridiculous. I
only if he only if he needs it. If I'm trying to hit him, then no.
Was that the right roll that I just did?
Yep.
Saving throw. There we go.
So okay. Five. I'm assuming that fails.
Yeah, that fails.
So what does that mean?
All right. So unfortunately, you take a little bit of damage.
Okay.
Like eight.
Okay.
Oh, just maybe not a little bit.
Let me just see.
But you also go flying back out through the door.
Nice.
And you're knocked prone outside the
building. 10 feet?
10 feet back, yeah.
I like to imagine Will, like, okay, so he actually flies across the thing, like, flies across the thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, that's terrifying.
You're out in the street.
Knowing that this is, like, supposed to be choreographed, mm-hmm. I just got, like, slapped across the street. And I picture, like, him sliding and just kind of, like, looking up at the sky, like, what the fuck did I just get myself into? And he lays there for a second.
You hear, well, I don't know if you do or not, but I imagine you hear in your mind Bathwick saying, it has to look real.
Oh, but you don't. That's true. Yeah, yeah. You said that earlier. You did say
But
that
actually,
earlier.
Your ears are ringing because it came with a thunderclap.
Did it actually? Is that what it was? A thunderclap? That's what knocked me out.
Thunderous smite.
Ooh.
Roscoe definitely turns to Rafina and with his eyes is like, that looks real.
And I think,
like, really impressed.
I think Rafina, it has an expression on her face.
What is it?
Sort of like, sort of frozen in shock, horror, wonder look on her face.
And then Roscoe's like, oh, God, that looks real. Roscoe's like, everyone is doing a great job. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
This is all
that was amazing.
Normal.
This is amazing. You're all performing wonderfully.
Very all right. Nice. So I think I'm going to have everybody roll initiative at this point.
Oh, okay. Man, I wanted to get up. It's something.
Well,
to say.
You will on your turn.
All right. What if everyone comes and kills me? I'm scared.
I can't tell if it seems like an overreaction from Bathback, but you did just knock down half of a building on top of people.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Ooh, we had a natural 20 from one Ooh. Nat's grandpa.
Sir Pompeian.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
nice.
Dang.
That's great. That's awesome.
All right. So you're ready to go. You're like, what did I get myself into? I need to get myself out of it.
No. He tries to compose himself because that really was scary. Bathwick is terrifying. Like, Will is always slightly terrified. He talks a big game to Bathwick, and then he's always like, fuck, please don't, like, hit me in the face. Okay. So, he slides. He, like, looks at the sky for a second, but then just gets up, and he's, like, dusting himself off. But, like, you said it's initiative. Like, that's what I wanted to talk. I was gonna say, is that allowed?
You're allowed to talk in initiative. It's fine.
Because he'd be like, now, I didn't hit you yet.
All right. And then just to keep things in initiative order, sorry, I'm going to go Shimi as Valencio Beigeman. He grabs Mo and drags him over to where the ceiling fell to start to try to clear rubble away.
Oh.
Bathwack, go ahead. Reply.
Good. Yeah, so, I mean, I'll run out the door. I mean, I guess I heard that. Well, you just brought down the ceiling on a bunch of innocent people.
I had to get your attention.
Well, you have it. Also, we don't insult the ferret around here. I don't know who you think you are.
You actually...
Yes. All part of the plan.
I don't remember what
I said.
It's my turn,
right? I'm going to I'm sure this is part of our plan. I'm sure it was part of our plan. We need spectacle. I'm going to cast. This doesn't have to be secret because Will's going to find out in just a second. I prepared a different spell.
Zone of Truth. He ruins the whole plan. Will, I don't think you're being honest with us.
Will, look, cut. We'll come back tomorrow. Now, I'm gonna cast daylight on the front of this on the holy symbol on the front of this arrow catching shield, because I want it to look like we're gearing up for something. I want it to look like I want to draw everyone's attention to us.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So I think all I have to do, I just have to say something and gesture. So I'm okay with this. I can cast it.
He has to check.
Yeah. So I'll cast it on the front of the shield.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. This is important. I don't know. I'm just mentioning something to Eric just in case it matters.
Okay.
But I want to make a really bright spectacle. Got to keep Will in suspense. what is it? It's just a 60-foot radius sphere of light that spreads out from the front of the shield.
Yep.
And Bathwick makes a dramatic gesture. Maybe he just swings the sword, and the light spreads out into the town square, or the road, or the street.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone should be able to see it within 60 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty far away.
It's this bright
and
white light emanating out from Bathwack.
Yeah. And I hold it out from my body. So the shield is ready to, parry whatever Will is going to do, or, whatever Nat's grandfather is going to do to me. So I have no idea. I've never seen this enemy before.
Yeah, I so want to know, can I tell whether because he hasn't mentioned who I am. I don't even know if he'll remember. Hopefully he remembers who I am. But that's kind of a mind game that I'm playing.
Oh, I really should have said, yeah.
No, it's okay. You don't have to, because that's part of what I'm going to say.
Okay.
I'd hold my hand up against the light and be like, oh, paladin tricks. And just kind of glare at you. I'm not casting spells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you stood up, right?
Yeah, I stood up and I put my hand against the light and said, oh, paladin tricks.
Roscoe, what are you doing?
Roscoe is watching. So are they both outside now?
I think so, yes. Yes, they are.
Roscoe would, run out to the door and look out. But he's still munching on dust-covered, something.
It's just a piece of plaster. He thinks it's a waffle, but then he's throws the piece of plaster off, and there's a waffle underneath.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's amazing. I love that.
But he's watching wide-eyed.
Okay. Rafina, what are you doing?
Did Mo and Shimu in disguise find anybody who needed healing?
They're working on it. You're not sure yet.
Okay. All right. I head over to them in a hurry.
Okay.
To see if my help is needed, but I keep looking anxiously at the door.
Okay. So are you gonna try to clear rubble with them, or?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Give me an athletics check.
I will clear rubble. Why'd you pick on me? Okay. Here we go.
Sorry. Roscoe, make a breakfast check.
Shimi didn't have to make an athletics check.
Maybe he did and you don't know.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Huh?
Did he?
Well,
I give Shimi's check
but
to
plus,
Abby, what was it?
Yeah, exactly. Plus his 30 check in athletics.
Oh.
And Mo's 29. you can clear away. It was just a portion of the ceiling. It's not like the whole ceiling collapsed on everybody. And it seems like they were mostly trapped back there. It didn't fall on anybody directly. They seem a little bit shaken up. But you don't see anybody that is in dire need of your healing wiles. that's Rafina.
Wiles.
Yeah, everything's a wile.
Mm-hmm.
I say to the shaken up folks, Don't worry, it's just a nut case. It's gonna be under control. Don't worry. But stay here. And then I head out the door.
Okay. All right. So, Will.
Yeah? Okay. I say, because I said paladin tricks was last time I said, that holy light feels so holy. I wonder why. I wonder how. When someone like you can ruin people's lives the way he does.
Bathwick starts to get a clue, but he says in a booming but natural voice, he yells out to the street, let it be known I'm King Bathwack, and I won't let you harm another soul here on risk of your death.
Oh, of course you want to protect the ferret fuckers in this weird fucking town.
Oh my god.
This is disgusting.
Please, please, are you saying that loud?
Yes, probably. Absolutely. Yeah, he's okay. Saying that very
good.
Loudly.
Just like we rehearsed. Ooh, everything's going to plan.
Bunch of hillbillies in the middle of this disgusting town, this tacky place where the walls are made of paper. Why are you hiding here? Of course you're hiding here. This is the perfect town for you. You shouldn't be the king of anywhere except for shit town, which is apparently where we are.
Is it someone else's? I don't know if someone else needs to do something.
You could just, if nobody's taking action, just keep talking.
Yeah? Okay.
All right.
If anybody wants to jump in, you can.
I'm agog.
Rafina's like, I don't like anything you're saying, Will! Stop it!
I don't like this game anymore!
You can make that two gogs because Roscoe's a gog too.
Oh, there, yes, gog and
A-gog.
He's
a gagging
on the plaster he ate.
He's a gag.
He's a gag.
Oh, he's gogging on a ferret's dick, apparently. That's what we do in this town.
I'm gonna look back at Rafine and Roscoe. Is everyone all right?
Is everyone all right? Oh my god, is everyone all right except for my grandson? That's the only person you don't care about, right? Little boys who get turned into werewolves. They don't deserve mercy.
Bathwack looks back at you with narrowed eyes.
Yes! Everybody in this pathetic town deserves mercy, right? You're trying to save them from a ceiling collapsing on their heads. Oh no, a little band-aid. But you wouldn't save my grandson.
Roscoe turns to Rafina. He's like, wow, they made up a whole backstory and everything.
I would have told you, but there wasn't time.
Told me what?
This is Will's look. This actually happened, but I mean, Rafina tells
the whole story. Roscoe, the whole story.
There, you're just like whispering to each other back there.
Wow, I never choreographed a documentary before.
So I suspect this was not part of our plan, and Will is
No, Will's going for actually aggravating Bathwack. Because what am I going to do? Be nice to you? I don't think so. You just made my brother go away and save your stupid child is what Will wants to say. That's what he's saying behind those words.
He narrows his eyes, and then he also gives you like a momentary like, what the fuck?
Man, that was rude.
And he's like, I remember you, but I think you're mistaken. I don't think you understand.
Eldritch Blast Bathwack.
Okay.
God, Eldritch Blast.
One, two,
Bathwack.
Or three.
Nothing's gonna hit him, I'm sure. Three
One,
of
two,
them.
Three.
All three.
Three. Bam, bam,
at
bam.
Bathwack. Nothing's gonna hit him. If I kill him,
What's
would
your
be
AC,
very
Bathwack?
Surprised.
It is right now with my longsword 20.
Actually, what I would like to do is make it look like all three are hitting him. I'm not actually trying to hurt him, but I would like one of them to hit him if I
can.
You're
going to try to hit with one of them.
Yeah, but make it look like the others are trying to hit him, okay. But they miss. Got like, it. Close
Eldritch
enough.
Blast is a ranged weapon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 22. Thank you, arrow catching shield.
That three? I clicked three times, but I think there's a delay.
Oops, I meant to do this. All right, so you tried to hit him with one and miss with two.
Sorry, guys.
And you hit with two and miss with one. So.
What?
You tried to hit.
Did I do three of them?
You did three. Okay, all right. You tried to hit with one and miss with two, and you ended up hitting with two and missing with one.
Okay. Oh, geez, sorry.
That's why you take 10 force damage. As two beams of crackling energy smash your chest.
Okay. Ah, shit just got real.
Like, Will is, like, monitoring this, too, because he, again, does not want to actually kill Bathwack. And, like, if I mistakenly hit him with two, and I think I've hit him, like, significantly, now I'm going to have to be really careful with what I hit him.
You hit him
with.
Twice as hard as you meant to.
As I meant to. Yep. Okay. So, like, that's the thing. Will is, like, behind this evil character, or whatever, angry character, is like, you know what I mean? Like, he's like, shit, was that, like, too much? I don't know. How many hit points is this going to have?
You hear a gasp from surrounding windows and doors as these bolts strike home. You clearly have an audience.
All right, good.
But Bathwack, you can. I said we were going to stay out of. You can talk until someone did something. Will did something.
Yeah.
What do you do with your 6 seconds of fame?
I'm going to cast command.
Oh, man.
And I'm going to say the command word is flee. And I'm going to follow it with for your life.
Okay. All right. So you need to make a save.
I don't remember what kind. I'm just going to flee.
Wisdom save.
Yeah. Wisdom.
Yeah, you can just fail it if you want. But it's kind of fun.
I just run away.
Also, what the heck, Will? Like,
oh my God, natural 20. I'm never afraid of Bathwack ever again.
Yeah, well, okay. You definitely don't have to listen to me.
But you can.
I do this. I go, oh, no, I'm afraid. You can't scare me. I have a special someone on my side.
Then, and simultaneously, I'm going to, with the rest of my, because I can move as well, I'm going to run right up next to him. Right up in his face.
You can't scare me.
Oh, my God. He's very scary.
All right, Roscoe, what are you doing? Are you still a gog or a gag?
Still a gag.
Are you staying in the doorway?
No, I'll wander. I'll wander outside.
Wander.
What's going on here? Yeah,
just curious about
wander
what's going
might
on.
Be the wrong word, but
Rafina.
Ra ra Rafina.
Rafina. Rafina goes up to the sort of perimeter of where they're having their exchanges and is sort of like hopping up and down with
eclat.
Yeah, right. She's brimming with like she's just barely containing herself from like involving herself directly.
Mm, okay. Got it. All right. What's your AC?
What's my AC? It is 14, I believe.
Okay.
14, yep.
All right. So you all hear a and a crossbow bolt flies from somewhere behind Roscoe and Rafina and lands squarely in your shoulder, Will.
Oh, okay.
Who fired that?
If you look back, you see there was a young person tending the bar in the alehouse, and they've stepped up to the doorway, and they're holding a crossbow. I just need to calculate the damage.
Well, now I know where my Eldritch Blast is going.
Not the bartender with the waterfall tattoo.
No, he's not around. No. He maybe is exempt from opening.
exempt from opening.
You take one damage.
Me?
Yep.
Oh, good. Okay, that's good.
And
stupid, pathetic.
He says, "Get out of our town!" And it's now your turn.
If I can manage it, I don't really react very much. I laugh at that.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull it out of my shoulder.
Ooh!
And then I lick it. And inside, I'm like, ew. Inside, I'm like, is this too much? I don't know. And then I just flick it onto the ground.
Was it poisoned?
Like a cigarette. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, shit. It's true. It could be.
That's amazing.
I kill myself.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.